Well, hey, I'm Eric Etheridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We're back again for another episode of Prairie Beat,
our weekly news podcast from us here at Prairie Public.
So today, February 11th, is actually the 10-year anniversary of the line of duty death of Fargo police officer Jason Mosier. Now, most recently, a lot of us in the Fargo area specifically remember the tragic line of duty death of Officer Jake Willeen, who was shot alongside two other officers who survived while responding to a traffic stop back in 2023. But before that, this community did experience what happened to Officer Mosier in 2016. And that was quite the event because it was the first time a Fargo police officer had died in the line of duty in 134 years.
Yeah, kind of innocence lost in a way for Fargo. I mean, thank goodness that's not something that happens often. And the second one that did happen, obviously, we all know the result was it saved probably a countless amount of lives in downtown Fargo. But thank God it's a rare occurrence. But a lot of the discourse around the Fargo police in the last nearly year that we've been talking about in this podcast has been, well, how safe is Fargo? We did have a whole episode about that after a couple of shootings last summer downtown and in other parts of Fargo. Officer-involved shootings are still pretty rare, as we mentioned, and despite any of those discussions and officer deaths, even more so.
The city of Fargo held a remembrance this morning for Officer Mosier.
Privileged today to welcome his father, David, mother, Karen, brother, Brian, sister, Michelle, Jason's former wife, Rachel, and her family. All of you are always in our thoughts and prayers. We appreciate your attendance and joining with us in recognizing Jason's service.
That was Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski. And after welcoming everyone to the remembrance, they played a video that kind of just gave a brief explanation of what happened the night Jason was killed. And obviously, law enforcement can respond to many very dangerous things in their job. But that night, they were called to a domestic dispute, which is actually one of the most dangerous situations to respond to.
The suspect, armed with multiple long guns, had barricaded himself inside the home and had threatened to shoot any officer who approached. As officers secured the perimeter, the suspect opened fire, striking Officer Mosier. He was rushed to the hospital where, despite every effort, he died on February 11th, 2016.
I recall that happening too, Danielle, and as was the case with Officer Jake Willeen, who more recently was killed in the line of duty, there's that initial shock and heartbreak, obviously, but then there's that moment of like, okay, this community has been through something tough. What do we do now?
When that was all happening, I was, of course, doing the news stories on that, and we made sure to cover his memorial service, which was very large. The police chief at the time was Chief Dave Todd. He had this to say at the funeral.
We have a hole in our hearts that we don't know how to fill. Jason's no longer there, getting changed into his uniform. There's an empty seat in briefing where he sat with his shift, and after today, Edward 143 will be a call sign that will never be assigned again. How do we fill that hole in our hearts?
Today at the remembrance, Fargo officer Mark Ranum, who was classmates with Jason Mosier at the police academy and worked with him on shift, he got up and spoke. And he said he's wondered about that as well. In the 10 years since what happened to Jason, he says he hasn't been forgotten. He shared a few insider stories about Jason, you know, just some of the actions he took on different calls, about some of the gossiping he apparently liked to do around the police station. But he also talked about how passionate Jason was about his family and how he enjoyed police work and serving his community.
Jason loved being a police officer. Jason was a selfless person who was willing to do whatever he could to help his family, his friends, and the citizens of Fargo.
It was also reported that Jason's organs were donated as well, and Chief Zabolski said the man who received Jason's heart had planned on coming to the event today, but he actually ended up having an unrelated health issue that prevented that from happening. He also said that the police department is supported in remembering their fallen officers now on a yearly basis at a remembrance event in the nation's capital, so that will continue to happen.
Really through the generous support of our Fargo Police Foundation, we're in a position to continue to send officers out to the National Law Enforcement Memorial, hopefully every year, so that Jason is not only remembered here in Fargo, but his spot on that law enforcement wall.
As heartbreaking and tragic as the situation was, it's a heartwarming reminder that Jason is living on and giving somebody else a second chance of life. And a good reminder to fill out that organ donation form when you get your driver's license renewed. because you just never know who it might help. And Danielle, I apologize, but speaking of tragic events and the Fargo police, they have been working on a pretty puzzling case this year, of course, with the West Fargo police and other agencies as well, of the disappearance of a young woman out of West Fargo. And I was pretty surprised last night to see that they finally had made an arrest in connection to that.
Yeah, so they're going from the remembrance today to a news conference this afternoon about that. So Isadora Wengel, she was last seen in West Fargo on January 5th. She was reported missing a couple of days later. And both the Fargo and West Fargo police departments have been working on this and continually asking for help from the public. The investigation has included an apartment complex in South Fargo, a landfill outside of Fargo, and then they were also asking the Detroit Lakes, Minnesota area for any tips or information they may have about the case. Last night, we learned a 21-year-old man named Joshua Alexander Height was arrested in connection to that disappearance, and he is facing murder charges. So as of this record, so right now, we don't know much more than that, but Fargo Police is holding that press briefing today about that. So we'll have some more details in our other reporting.
And we know you guys are in the newsroom. We'll follow that story and others making waves in Fargo and North Dakota at large. Speaking of that, what else has been making news this week, Danielle?
Each classroom is going to get a small library of books about the founding of our country.
A Fargo area teacher was awarded some money to work on a project for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence this year.
The largest state agency is participating, the Department of Health and Human Services.
19 state agencies are opting in to a voluntary separation program. This is ahead of some looming budgetary issues that could be facing North Dakota in the next biennium.
Brock Nelson, Jake Sanderson, who were both UND hockey standouts. TJ Oshie will actually be going as a broadcast analyst.
And some athletes at the Winter Olympics have some ties to UND.
Oh, that's so cool. I did see that about the ski jumper being a UND student. And of all the Olympic events, I do wonder, how does one decide that they want to try ski jumping, that they want to risk life and especially limb doing that sport?
Yeah.
I feel like I need some average people attempting some of these things so we get a feel about how incredible these athletes really are. That'd be fun. Watch me try to go down that thing. I mean, if you want a sight gag, there you go. As usual, lots of things going on in the headlines today and every day. Thank you, Danielle, for keeping us up to speed on that.
You bet. Be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
That's it for this week's Prairie Beat. I'm going to try my quadruple axle lutz or whatever they call it. I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.